So how's your first week in Washington, Katie Presley?
Pretty good. You know what I haven't seen enough of? Rainbows.
Ah.
We've gotten some rain and some clouds and some not clouds.
So what I'm going to do is text you the next time because I just saw one. I've got photos I can send. But
can you just put a tracker on yourself so I can just be where you are as quickly as possible when there is a rainbow?
Do you know about my rainbow app, or at least the one I want to make, which I think exists. I think my son told me it exists. I wanted him to make one when he was much younger, which was I see a rainbow, I say, I see a rainbow, mm-hmm. I post a picture of it, mm-hmm. and then anyone around me, near me, can then look up at the sky. There's a rainbow in the sky, basically, is what the name of the app needs to be. And then there it is. And then you can see and share pictures of rainbows. You know that you don't ever miss a rainbow again.
Never miss a rainbow again.
This isn't hard.
No. Come on, make it happen, Apple.
Somebody.
So speaking of my first week in town, I have been initiated. I started receiving mail.
Mail as in hard mail?
Physical mail.
At an address.
I've gotten paper cuts. These were things I did not know still happened to people. But I received an album that I'm really excited to play. It had a little note on it that said, early consideration, South by Southwest 2016. The band on this album is Aardvark. That's Aardvark with four A's.
Wait a minute. Really?
And bear with me. No, don't look anything up. Don't, Bob.
Want to know if I was just looking to see if I have them in my library.
Okay, we're going on an adventure.
Okay.
The album is called Fizzy Hand Claps.
Where is Robin Hilton?
I'm going to hand you this. I need you to not look at the album, the actual CD. I need you to put it in and play track one.
Should I hit the big red button?
Hit the big red button.
Reading.
Reading, reading, track one.
Here we go. Oh, it's gonna be a better day than I thought it was.
So whoever these people are sent me the Top Gun soundtrack. And they made album artwork. There's a picture of an aardvark. The band is called Aardvark with four A's. Somebody really puts
some
time into this to welcome me to the NPR family.
That's so great. And as everyone might know, for many, many years, to punk someone, Robin mm-hmm. Hilton, when someone was completely emotional and talk about a song and the buildup happened, Robin would play.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, he's on paternity leave, so we're going to play better music today. What do you have? You want to do it?
Yeah, I'm ready. I've got actually a couple of pretty exciting things to play today. For those of you that found yourselves bumming around the NPR web music website at midnight last night, we went live with an album announcement from an artist that we love and watch and are not alone in doing so. It's Dan Auerbach from Black Keys. It's called The Arcs. It's got Leon Michaels, producer, Truth and Soul Record co-founder, Richard Swift, who now plays with Black Keys and has worked with The Shins and others.
Great producer.
Yeah.
Of so many of my favorite records.
Yeah, it's a murderer's row of everything that he's worked on. Homer Steinweiss, drummer for Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Nick Moveshine, best known as the bassist for Amy Winehouse. Kenny Vaughn, marvelous country guitarist out of Nashville. And Mariachi Flor de Toroache, who is the all-lady mariachi band out of New York City.
Everybody
is on this record. And their album is coming out. It's called Yours Dreamily.
Play, play, play.
Mm-hmm. The Arcs. Play us a song, Bob. This song is called Stay in My Corner.
Stay in my... The old song?
I don't think so. You tell me.
Oh,
not the Dell song.
Not the oldie.
But a good one.
But it is timeless. I mean, when you asked that, I thought, well, it might could be because it sure has that like old swing
R&B,
to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan Auerbach.
Mm-hmm. Super slinky sound. I love the falsetto there. I love all of it. It sounds like you knocked it down from 45 to 33 and a third, you know?
So we know the song. When's the album?
The album, it is called Yours Dreamily. It is out September 4th. Yum.
I like when you said Yours Dreamily, because I had kind of faded. My eyes kind of were rolling.
Yours Dreamily. It's great. The album artwork is beautiful. And it says, Yours Dreamily, the Arcs. Like they've written you a love letter. A love letter from Dan and friends.
That's great. I have a song by a group called Widow's Peak. Mm-hmm. It's not Widow's Peak. You know, do you have a Widow's Peak? Like forehead? Mm-mm. You know, the little thing that it forms a little like a V in the forehead
it's
hairline.
It's supposed to mean something.
Yeah, it's supposed to mean you're going to be a widow early in life. Isn't that wonderful? Like, oh, great. Well, thanks for pointing that out.
Shave that off.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Sorry. And Widow's Peak used to be a trio from Brooklyn. These days they're a duo living upstate, what they call upstate New York in the Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. When I used to live kind of upstate New York when I lived in Poughkeepsie and grew up. Later, I realized that upstate New York was only like 60 miles, and it was the rest of the state, which is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles.
Right.
But at any rate, be that as it may, Molly Hamilton and Robert L. Thomas are that duo who make up Widow's Peak, and it's spelled one word, Widows, and the word speak. This album is dreamy, kind of like the Dan Auerbach song we just heard, only without the sort of soulful, playful percussion and backbeat and stuff. The whole album's sort of about getting distance and closure and letting go. Lots of records about that we know. It's a particularly beautiful song. It's a title track. It's called All Yours.
Looking for you.
Oh, I love how that ended. Got a little sour.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a sweet song with a nice acoustic guitar that, I don't know, it feels like a lazy day to me. I like it. You can almost picture them out if you've ever been to the Hudson Valley. Nice grassy hills and lake. Oh, I want to go. When I was a kid, I grew up in Brooklyn, and our family moved upstate New York to Poughkeepsie, and I had never seen so much green.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And I have fond memories of that greenery, which was my first attraction, and knowledge thereof.
Of green. Knowledge thereof. Welcome to green.
Yes. Didn't know. I thought everything was gray and brick-colored. So that was, by the way.
Some music that we
heard. Yes, the music we heard. And that song premiere from Widow's Peak is from the album All Yours. Comes out September 4th. September.
That's the same day as The Arcs and my next song.
Oh, really?
This is just a September 4th promo show. It is from the gorgeous singer-song... I mean, her music is gorgeous. I'm sure she's lovely. Singer-songwriter Joan Shelley. She is... she's from Kentucky. She's got really sweet Appalachian harmony. She's got some Celtic... She does some Celtic guitar work that's really beautiful. We had her on the Austin 100, and that was the first I'd heard of her.
And independently of Stephen Thompson, who made the Austin 100, he will tell you that at any drop of anything, right, Patui. Of the 2,000 songs we got from Austin, that was one of my four-star songs. I specifically remember that.
Yeah. It's glorious. I've been listening to it on the way in, the whole album. Yum.
Let's hear.
Oh, and the other connection that she's got to The Arcs besides the September 4th is, and that's another Stay song. The Arcs was Stay in My Corner. Her song is called Stay on My Shore.
In My Corner.
I'm so needy. Stay, stay, stay.
Stay on my shore. Desert me, and if you go, the wind will blow you back to me. And if your boat is broken out on the rocks, it was in anger, but it longed. The birds, syrup and seed, so they stay near, so we can see.
So often when we're listening to songs in here, Bob will play the song in the studio and we'll all take our headphones off and listen. Both of us were glued to our headphones for that song. There was no way I was going to let them out of my ears for even a second.
Sonically, really well done. I love the beginning. Songs do this where they start in one channel so that when the whole thing comes in, your head is filled.
It feels like it blooms inside your head.
Exactly.
Oh, so I don't like to do, I don't like to give too many preconceived notions before we start listening, but I hear LaLuke all over that. Zoe's got a deeper voice, but that...
I hear what you're saying, because it's got that kind of British folk tradition we were talking about, that kind of basis for a song, storytelling, and melody.
So lovely. That was Joan Shelley. That album comes out September 4th. It is called Over and Even. That's the record. The song is called Stay on My Shore.
Nice. I'm going to play a song by actually a D.C. area band. We record here at NPR in D.C. that I've never seen. They're called... I don't know this band. And the reason it turns out that I don't know this band is that they haven't made a record in 11 years.
Whoa.
And they're called Beauty Pill. They recorded their record as part of an art project. So in plain view of other people, not like they're performing it live, but in plain view of people who could see the recording process as part of a residence series at a place called Artisphere. In Arlington, Virginia. It was called the Immersive Ideal Residence Series. So they made this record over a long period of time. They hadn't made a record because their leader, their band leader, Chad Clark, had this rare heart disease. They had to crack his chest open, perform open heart surgery on him. And it's both a tragic and beautiful story that is celebrated and thought about. On this new record called Beauty Pill Describes Things as They Are.
Ooh, I like that.
And I am really taken by this record. I'm going to play a song called Stephen and Tiwonge, T-I-W-O-N-G-E. That's Beauty Pill. The story is about Tawange, a trans woman who, with Stephen Mongeza, were arrested for holding a traditional engagement party in Malawi. So this is an international issue. They were in prison for 14 years for this. Mm-hmm. And Beauty Pill wrote this song about that incident. The record by Beauty Pill is just an exceptional, exceptional album. Came out in April. Mm-hmm. Kind of missed it when it first came out. Over the last 4 or 5 weeks, I've been riding around with it, mm-hmm. trying to figure out which of these great cuts on this record am I going to play.
It's room-filling.
Yeah.
I mean, it would fill a car. It would fill your headphones, fill your bedroom. I loved that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Beauty Pill. Where are you heading?
I am heading back briefly to South by Southwest 2014.
You can't leave Austin, can you?
It'll take a little bit.
Okay, that's okay.
I never will.
I'm all right with that.
A band called Pins blew Robin's mind. He saw them at Central Prez. He said the church could hardly contain them. This is a quartet from Manchester, UK. They had a new album come out today, actually. It's called Wild Nights, and I have a song from it. It's called Young Girls. Not as creepy as it sounds.
Okay, good. Why don't we drive to Robin's place and give him the record?
Yeah, I want to see the baby.
The young girl.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, good one. that's for you, Robin.
There you go. He's not listening though.
Nope.
So, all right.
Not even a little bit.
Chord.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little minor.
To me, that band is like a parfait. You know, they've got this, they're kind of smooth and swoony, and then they've got crunch. You got your yogurt, you got your granola.
I like that.
That was Pins. And that also, that's Faith Verne on vocals, and she's got one of my favorite, like, Cupid's arrows to my heart, which is a young-sounding voice with totally world-weary lyrics. I love when the youth get disillusioned.
I'm going to take us out on something by a fellow named Fred Thomas. Do you know Fred Thomas at all? You know, I felt bad because this is his eighth record.
Hey, Fred. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice. And I'm only just kind of discovering Fred now.
It happens.
We're sorry, Fred.
We love you, Fred.
We love you more than ever.
Mm-hmm. You might have our address wrong.
We moved.
Yep.
This is really one wonderful stream of conscious, quirky record. Mm. I could put on, here, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to play quick little moments from Fred Thomas's record. At one moment, you might hear something like this, right? Say, oh. Hmm. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that. This is what this is going to be about. Like. Yeah.
Which is a song called...
oh, my.
Right? Every song sung to a dog is the name of this song, right? Which goes there.
Wow.
Right? Which you didn't expect. Or something like this.
Wow.
Or...
Monster Mash?
It's called Bed Bugs, but yeah, right? You just don't know. I'm going to leave us with a song from this wonderful record. Also, on this record are folks from People Get Ready, folks from Radiator Hospital.
Oh.
It's a little cameo backing vocal from Andrew W.K.
Oh, my gosh. Because why not?
That's right. Fred Thomas is from Michigan, makes records there. People know him and are rabidly fans of his there. I don't know him.
Now
you're going to know
do.
Him. Now we're all going to know him.
Together.
All right. Let's go. Let's listen to
Welcome,
Fred Thomas.
Fred.
Thank you, Katie Presley.
Thanks, Mr. Boylan.
It's called Bad Blood. We don't have any of that.
No, we're
so
all...
far so good. Let's see how this goes. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Saturating the sheets and the blankets. Good God, there are ghosts floating up from the pavement. They flip over the houses. Blood runs out from the basements. And it's unholy flow. It's unholy flow. You remember this whimpering, thick, nauseous feeling from your stepbrother chasing you around with a staple gun. When you were young, it was fun. And then suddenly, pain became a very real thing. Do you remember that feeling? Similarly, this isn't fiction. Well, actually, mostly it is. Of a series of IRL moments cloaked in the vagueness that songs give. But when there's nothing to say, and you've got to say something, fuck, I don't even know. I don't even know. Pass on the street and say hi, cause we have to. Even though both of us are feeling just like, I fucking hate you. So stilted and silent, and not awkward, just angry. But hey, I gotta go, but I'll see you at the show. It's that song everybody loves, but the lyrics are garbage, and it stresses me out how often you're mentioned. It's like everyone we know collectively vomited up a pile of brown sweaters or something, and we're so impressed with the results that they put them on the wall. And I'm so sad you're in my head, and I'm so sorry it's so venomous. Especially because we've got maybe like 4 or 5 words ever spoken between us. I can't keep my heart into my mouth. I can't tell you. I can't stop you. I don't want to. We'll be right back.
nothing. Things that aren't gonna stay, they just aren't gonna stay. Like I was getting a tooth pulled in the free clinic in Portland in 2007. The dentist turned out to be this dude, the drummer whose band I recorded. But somehow that was comforting. And then the Novocaine block kicked in.